This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends. A now ex-correctional officer has been accused of giving drugs to an inmate. Meanwhile, state lawmakers want to boost gun violence prevention funding. A wildlife expert says that an eagle didn't have to be euthanized. Finally, the Pittsburgh Zoo has a new resident. I'm Claudia DeMuro, and you're listening to Today in a PA. A now ex-correctional officer at Dauphin County Prison has been accused of giving an inmate drugs, reports PennLive. According to an affidavit of probable cause filed by Sotera Township Police, 32-year-old Savazia Caraballo admitted to bringing inmate Adder Kraft Suboxone, a type of opioid. Caraballo, who had worked at the prison since 2019, said she did so after starting a relationship with Kraft. She was charged last week with one felony count of drug delivery and is scheduled to appear in court in September. State lawmakers want to boost gun violence prevention funding by 33%, reports the Philadelphia Inquirer. In dollars, that translates to $10 million total. The state has already given tens of millions of dollars to groups doing anti-violence work, with money going to at least 122 programs the state approved funding for, like Philadelphia Youth Basketball, which got over $1 million. Says Senator Vincent Hughes, quote, "Our viewpoint is that the way to deal with gun violence and violence in general is not just the law enforcement strategy and not just the prosecution strategy, but also an investment strategy." A golden eagle was found in the backyard of a home in Sullivan County last month with one of her feet missing after possibly losing it in a fur trap, states the Philadelphia Inquirer. The eagle, later called Aura, was eventually taken to the Pocono Wildlife Rehabilitation and Education Center, where Executive Director Janine Tancredi says she exhibited, quote, "a real strong life force," unquote, and appeared to have been living in the wild with the injury for about up to a year or so. But then Tancredi got a letter last week from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service telling her that migratory birds with such injuries can't be released back into the wild and, therefore, have to be euthanized. And this was despite the fact that Aura was being trained as an educational bird in case she couldn't be released. If it didn't comply, the center would have risked losing its rehabilitation permit. Aura was euthanized last Wednesday night at the Doylestown Veterinary Hospital. Her body will be transported to Colorado to be put on display at the National Eagle Repository there. The Pittsburgh Zoo has a new resident, says PennLive. A California sea lion was born to parents Kalila and Seahawk, who live in the Kids Kingdom part of the park. The pup was named Kai and joins other new young animals the zoo has welcomed, including twin leopard cubs and a few pot-bellied seahorses. The zoo also got a pygmy hippopotamus named Hadari back in May, who came all the way from the Montgomery Zoo in Alabama. That wraps up today's episode. So I'm going to be off for the next week. Back next Tuesday, so there's going to be some light episodes in the pipeline till then. And with that, I'm Claudia DeMuro. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week for more Today in PA. This podcast is brought to you by Renewal by Anderson of Central Pennsylvania, which is currently offering customers a door and window super deal. You can now save $500 on every window and $1,000 on every door from May 1st through May 31st. Super indeed. Visit renewalbyanderson.com to learn more about this deal before it ends.